Right, well, you've popped your podcast on. I've just popped my bread in, and that is very soon going to be toast, all thanks to my gorgeous four-slot classic Dualit toaster. Oh, do you want one? Do you? Of course you do. All you got to do is go to dualit.com, dualit.com/toasterpod, and then you will just hang on. Oh, that's browning really nicely. Yeah, so dualit.com, D-U-A-L-I-T, dualit.com/toasterpod, and you could be winning a four-slot classic toaster, sandwich cages, a classic kettle, a taster pack of compostable coffee bags, and a travel mug, all thanks to our friends at Dualit, who are bringing you today's episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. But listen, don't take it from me that these toasters, that this kit is brilliant. Take it from the Amazon reviews. Excellent classic, says JR. Designed to last, probably longer than JR did. That's a reference to a TV show from a long time ago. He says it looks superb. Andy says the build quality is fantastic, gives off 60s vibes. Someone else says I bought my parents one 30 years ago and they still use it regularly. These things are built to last, much like me. So do yourself a... Hang on. Do yourself a favour, go to Dualit, dualit.com/toasterpod, get stuck in, and good luck. On with the show!
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Fass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Hello, welcome back. This is My Mate Bought a Toaster, the show that tells a life story through an Amazon purchase history. Today's guest is Axel Blake. Hello.
Hey, I don't know what that was.
I like it. Really? If you'd done that on Britain's Got Talent, mate.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Would it?
Can you imagine what Cal would do to that? Not for
it's
me.
It's a not for me. It's a no for me, mate.
Thanks so much for coming down and joining us on the Amazon confessional sofa.
I like... Oh, it feels different now you said that.
Yeah.
Was it from Amazon? You don't know.
No. We are definitely not advertising Amazon on this show.
Fair enough.
This is all about confessing to your Amazon sins.
Fair enough. Sins.
And in Amazon's world, in Bezos's mind, there is no sin in Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? But in this show, we find them.
Fair enough. I'm ready for it.
And if it's not sins, just truths, man. We want to find your story out, okay? So... Listen, we could chat, but the whole point of the show is we look at this thing. I've got my tablet in front of me, and we're going to find out what you've been up to.
You know, what I should have done to prepare was look at my history. But for you, you're like, no. But for me, for my sanity, I should have done that. But it is what it is.
Okay, Axel, look, we're going back to 2012.
Wow.
That's when things first appear for you, all right? And it's already clear where your passion lies because on the...
I'm actually scared.
Honestly, you've got nothing to be scared of here.
Sure, I don't.
Well...
No.
It's pretty straightforward. The 2nd of March, the first purchase is, I think it's a book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Do you remember buying this book?
No.
Okay, great.
Nothing.
Amazon?
Nothing.
I mean, do you want me to tell you more about The Secret? Maybe you're not telling me about it because it's a secret.
The hands come back. Maybe. We never know, Tom. No, I don't remember. I don't know that book.
Okay, fine. So you bought a book you never read. It's a great start. Love that on the show. I love that. One of my favorite things about this show is people just going, no.
Nothing. Yeah.
No idea. Let's move into 2013 now. 2013. 9 orders made in 2013. Okay. And
oh my gosh, I don't know what I was. This the laughing is worrying me, but this I don't know. It's really...
You bought a book by January 2013. Were you single at this point?
No.
Okay. You bought a book by Stuart Ferris called How to Chat Up Babes.
How to Chat Up Babes.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. How to Chat Up Babes. That has been bought.
I think I might.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You think you've been hacked? That's what it is. Fine. Full of tips to boost your confidence with the opposite sex. No single bloke should enter a bar without this package tucked in his trousers.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm really not. I suspect this is a
what
joke.
Is it?
It's like a joke coffee book thing.
Okay.
Right? I don't really think you've bought some sort of encyclopedia to get more action, Axel. Do you remember buying this item?
This looks familiar. When I look at the image,
Okay.
I must have, like a joke book, so.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, got get your ideas from somewhere.
Yeah. I just like to, be around comedy. Yeah. All types of comedy.
Yeah. Just pick it all up. Well, there's more fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
July 2013.
Yeah.
On the same day.
What year is this?
2013.
Okay.
17th of July.
Mm-hmm.
On the same day, you bought Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yes.
DVD.
Yes.
Volume 7 and 8. Yeah. So two volumes.
Yeah.
But on the same day, you bought Slim in 6 Workout DVD Program.
Okay.
That's a lot of DVDs. You've bought a DVD celebrating the enormity of Hulk. And you've bought a DVD where you want to be as tiny as Spider-Man.
Well, I'm a huge, huge Marvel fan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You'll see this later on in my receipts.
Yeah.
And Slimming was obviously not, well, it's not obviously, but it's not for me. But yeah, Marvel, I don't mess about.
They're so good, the Marvel Universe. I was a Marvel denier for a long time.
Serious?
I just thought, I don't know, it just all looks a bit plastic fantastic.
Fair enough.
Listen, yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Lockdown, all on the old Disney Plus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just sat there and I was like, these are the greatest movies of our time.
Yeah. I love Marvel. Absolutely love it.
Favourite superhero?
We're going down this route.
We're going down this route, man.
I would say, well, Moon Knight.
Go on.
Moon Knight is a new character. Mm-hmm. He was on Disney Plus, and he's from the Egyptian era, and he's a psychopath. So he's got multiple personality disorder. So he's a variety of heroes, but he doesn't know he is. Other people know, but he has no idea.
And do you think you're a bit like that?
No,
come
not
on,
at
man.
All,
let
Tom.
Me be a
no,
therapist.
No,
please.
No, I just
want
love
to talk about the two sides of Axel Blake,
and I'm a Gemini as well. So my missus will be like, "Yes, this is true." But no, it's just fascinating to see a different side of a character. Not my parents died, and I'm gonna get the world. Yeah. No, it's quirky. He's like an anti-hero, so he's good and bad. I just like him. I like it.
When you look at, I always think if I want to look at the Marvel Universe, you know, Stan Lee always made his mm-hmm. cameos.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it must have been like to be in his head for 30 seconds? That this guy sitting there went, is going to be a man bitten by a radioactive spider. Yeah. And now he is responsible for this billion-dollar industry. Yeah.
It's crazy. And first when he put this, because he used to be an illustrator, I think.
Right.
This
was, okay.
Marvel used to be called Timely Comics. He used to be an illustrator. And then he had this idea. He kind of moved up to then create characters. And he had this idea of this guy called Spider-Man. He could kind of... And then the guy said, what the hell? No, you can't do that. No one's going to buy into it. Mm-hmm. And he sat on it for a bit. Anyways, he made it. And it was a great... It just went crazy.
Yeah.
And the same guy that was like, what are you doing? He's like, I told you it was going to be great. But yeah, he's... Yeah, it's a great character.
Do you have people in your life who you think about and, you know, like when you're winning Britain's Got Talent or whatever, and you think, no offense, I'm not comparing you to Stan Lee, but that moment where the power of an idea, the power of a dream, just going, I really want to do this thing.
Yeah.
And it's happening. It's happened, right? Yeah. And you don't have to name them, but do you think of a person, whether it's a teacher or whatever, who you look back on and think, ha.
Two. There's two people. Not naming them.
Don't name them.
But there's two people that didn't believe. They didn't want me to do it.
Was it mum and dad?
I'm not talking. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
Let me be a therapist.
No, I'm not saying anything. It's just two people that I know around me that was like, nah, it's not for you, mate.
Did they say it? Did they say it, those words?
Yeah.
To why are you doing
this? They were just, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go on that?
And how much did those words haunt you when you were actually doing it?
It didn't haunt me.
No.
I'm very much, I like what I like. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah,
when I believe in something, to that point,
there's
nothing that can stop me. Nothing.
You're sort of half comic, half meme machine.
It sounds like it is. There's nothing that can stop me.
I just feel very inspired. I feel like I'm getting life coaching. Have you always been like this? Very sort of positive?
I think it depends on what the situation is. If I believe in it wholeheartedly, I prefer to find out my way and be okay with that. I've made the decision.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going to go right, but I need to know my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no amount of someone telling
you.
No. You're not going to sit and read it.
No.
You've got to listen to it.
Yeah.
It's got to come. It's got to be experience.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's a very good way to do it. And you pass these lessons on, right? Because you've got your podcast
exactly.
with your kid. And
yes.
You can sort of, you know.
He's listening. ever since winning, if I tell him wash the dishes, by the time I finish wash, he's already washing the, he just listens, everything.
If there was a TV format that guaranteed my kids would listen to me for a year,
yeah,
I'd do it. Do you know what I mean?
Super nanny.
I guess. If there was, say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, but it was called I'm a dad, fucking listen to me.
Yeah.
And you have to do horrendous challenges.
Yeah.
But if you win, your kids will respect you for a year.
For a year, I'm doing it. Yeah. He was so in awe. And I suppose when he went to school, the teacher was like, oh, I watched you. And I remember the school writing to me. He's like, oh, we praised you. Or not praised, but, you know, we were supported. And but he, I don't know what it's done in his mind, but he's like, that's cool.
That must
be. Dad is cool.
That's got to be, I can't imagine what that feeling is like. I mean, my kids watched me play football in a football match the other day, and I'm still having to sort of repair the brand. My dad optics are bad.
The brand.
Yeah. The dad brand is suffering right now. In all seriousness, Axel, that must be a hell of a feeling that your kids respect you.
Yeah,
like
No, it's it really, really done a lot for him. I've yet to kind of break down what was it or what is it. I know, okay, you won, and I went on there for him. When Simon Cowell interviewed me and he spoke to me, I was like, I just want to show my son that you could do anything you put your mind to.
And we're not even doing this with like Snow Patrol underneath.
No,
this
no,
isn't even a bit.
No,
it's lovely. It's amazing.
And then I went on to, so him hearing that, and I took him to every audition, and he saw it, I suppose. So it's like, wow, you could do anything you put your mind to. That was literally the words I said.
I think it's amazing. I think your next stage, right, for university level daddy, you need to show him your failure.
Yeah,
that's the next point. That's why I'm going to make my kids, you know, watch me play football
and
do some new material nights. Come and see daddy fail, because that's what's waiting for you guys. That's what you've got ahead of you.
Kinda like bread, but I really love toast. And which toaster could I say I love the most? The four-slot machine to toast my bread. The answer's simply stuck in my head, because there never could be another kind. It's only Jewel-It that's on my mind. It's only Jewel-It that's here to stay. It's only Jewel-It that takes my bread away.
On the 24th of August, there's been a definite choice. But the locksmith business package, locksmithing.
Yeah.
This looks like a sort of home course in being a locksmith. You bought a locksmith's basic bump hammer with nylon head.
Yeah.
You bought a shove it tool and a professional locksmith bump key set. Mm-hmm. Were you locked out and this was cheaper than an actual locksmith?
No. So I picked up the profession of locksmithing.
No way.
I'm very hands-on. I've been like a plumber. I've been a mechanic, locksmith, and like all the very hands-on delivery driver and I like picking up new skills.
Well, I'd say a locksmith is an incredible skill.
Yeah.
Because whenever we've had to use one, twice. I pretty much paid off their mortgage in those two occasions.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but also when you watch what they do, you're like, oh, you've got a thing that goes through the letterbox.
And do this and
this.
I just learned it. I can't remember why or how. And then I think I started watching YouTube videos. And then when I see something and I want to do it, I kind of dive wholeheartedly into it. So I don't know how old I was then, but I thought, I'd pick up this. Yeah, this could be my first business. Oh my gosh, this is it. I think I even created a business. Was it Axel something? Axel Locks, Axel Smith's, Axel, something.
Get in with Axel.
Yeah.
It was, Axel, get in
it
there.
It was something like that. And I thought, this is the business. This is it. This is it. It's going to be global.
If that Axel in 2013, who was like, I'm going to go global, what as a locksmith.
Yeah.
If that person could see you now, who's just won Britain's Got Talent 10 years later.
But that's what I thought. That was my first kind of, you know, I could lead it. I'll be, you know, and I could train other people.
Nice. To be fair, in showbiz, they say it's important to open doors. So, you know. So,
there you go. It took me a while to see that. Yeah. I don't know why it took me a while to realize what you just done, but I like it. I like it.
Also, you still got the skills, right? You still got the stuff.
Yeah. It's just gathered dust, but it's still there in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sequel to this show, isn't it? Axel's basement. and we'll just go through it all. How sinister is that, just to find stuff in the basement?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot down there as well.
All right, let's move into 2014 now, Axel. Yeah. Look at this. No orders placed in 2014.
Oh, wow.
Any reason why?
I thought you were going to say bar one. No, I have no idea why. I have no idea.
Nothing in 2015.
Wow.
Because you could just break into people's houses now. 2017.
That's when I picked back up.
Axel Blake is back on Amazon. Thank goodness for the purposes of this show, because this was nearly a very short episode. Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
Really nice to see you. January 2017, you buy the Koenig Traveler Camera Camcorder Tripod. You've got a tripod. My mate bought a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a point when, obviously, the stand-up is up and running by this point?
This is now the era of doing videos. This is now, Instagram's now said, Vine was around, you know, the little 5-second videos or 7 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, Vine.
Yep. And I was like, you know what? I need to start doing this, and then doing it on my phone. And then Instagram then done, I don't know, 10 seconds or 15 seconds. And then I started getting on to the videos
because
I have very much a social media
influencer. Say it, pioneer.
Yeah,
pioneer.
Video guy. I used to absolutely, that's what really propelled me.
Have you fully parked all that stuff?
No, what I'd done, because I found my mind was going a bit crazy, just the demand, and I felt like I was morphing to what the people wanted.
Interesting.
And it was...
Were you reading the comments?
Oh, I was knee deep in the comments. Ooh. And it just was a lot. I didn't know how to... and then I was doing the stand-up, so I was doing a show, and that's what helped me sell out the O2. So I sold out the O2.
Well, mate, sold out the O2.
All right, Tom.
O2 shop on
O2 Indigo,
Oxford Street.
Not O2 Arena.
Don't say Indigo. O2 Arena. The O2, mate. It's amazing.
The O2 Indigo, was the smaller one. But it was because of my social videos. Yeah. It was because of that. I used to do this weekly video called Story Time, where I'd break down people's stories and do funny. But it was that kind of...
So much of your time.
So much. That's what I didn't realize, Tom. So much. And then having to write and then having to life. And it was a lot.
How do you do this also when you got kids as well? You got young kids.
So now it's just about having a team. But at the time, I didn't know that. No one was doing that. Now you need a team.
Yeah, but there's no team.
Yeah, true.
That's the problem.
It's true.
There's no team available. No team. Yeah. Everyone's already on a team.
Yeah.
You're literally going to just go up to people in the streets.
Yeah.
Be like, excuse me, sorry, would you just be on my social media? Yeah, I see you've got a phone. Can you do a reel for me?
I've never thought that before.
What did you mean?
I don't know.
You couldn't finish off a sentence?
I just was burnt out.
No ideas.
I hated the comedy. I thought this is too much for me. I'm not liking this. I'm not enjoying this.
You
I'm
didn't like yourself.
Anxiety. Yeah. I've never felt that before, and I was just, this is too much. I need to walk away from this.
Do you think that low point, and it isn't a low point, it's a sort of low point born out of success that a lot of people don't talk about, when you get the thing you really want, there does come an edge to it.
It comes with consequences.
It does.
Even a relationship, on the edge, because I was not there. I'm in the room physically, but I wasn't there mentally.
Do you think that sort of feeling of being burnt out in 2019, helped when you went and did Britain's Got Talent? Because Britain's Got Talent was 2021, 22?
Yeah, 2022.
22.
Yeah.
So when you then had the moment on Britain's Got Talent, did you feel like, I'm prepared for this now. I know how I'm going to eat this meal rather than jamming it into my eyes.
It's so funny you said that, because that's exactly what happened. I know how I'm going to tackle this. I know what I need to do now. I can't just take it all on board, think I can do everything myself.
Interesting.
And I hired my cousin and my brother.
Nice. And cheap family labour. Love that. You know how much you can pay them.
I just needed, time to just figure myself out. And I just wanted to focus on the material and all the other, because I knew I was going on Britain's Got Talent. I filmed a lot of stuff beforehand so it could just kind of go out in its own time. And I hired my cousin to just post that. And I could literally just be in my room, focus, write the material.
This is turning into Diary of a CEO. I love it. If only I could live by any of this stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the hard bit.
We like to listen to toast, and we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to toast. La la la.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to after you finish today's episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster, we'll be back with Axel Blake in just a moment, by the way. You should check out False Economy. They're friends of the show. They're very funny indeed. And in a way, quite similar. They go through people's spending habits, their shopping habits, the mistakes, the successes, the best bargains, the most embarrassing things they've bought, the weirdest stuff they've bought, all that stuff. Very good. Hosted by the fabulous Vix Leighton and Andrew O'Neill. They've had some wonderful guests on, including Esther Manito, Callie Beaton, Lily Phillips, loads of brilliant people talking about everything they've bought. I can definitely recommend, by the way, the episode with Catherine Bohart in. This is quite useful for me. I can go through all their guests, get the best ones. I mean, they've got a lot of good ones. Catherine Bohart, very, very funny comedian. And she went on and talked about her fancy exercise gear and constant need to buy chests of drawers. We've all got it, Catherine. Anyway, that is False Economy, available wherever you get your podcasts. And now, back to you, Axel Blake.
2017, finally you've got some lovely... you've got some lovely light bulbs. I just felt like, you know, we should shout out to the light bulbs. We love you.
Lovely light bulbs.
You're amazing, man. Set of 2, 42, 425 watts. The only thing I get annoyed about with these guys, right, with your continuous daylight energy saving light bulbs.
Yeah.
They're supposed to last for
a while. Ages. Yeah. They don't.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
They always say, like, this is like 15 years worth of light bulb. Because when I was a kid, a light bulb, like the little round ones, 6 months.
This is the ones that's,
look like you just put a flake in the top. Yeah. You know what? Don't bite into those guys.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they do. They say they're meant to last for a long time, isn't it?
But so then why would you sell them in packs of two?
Mm-hmm.
There's a clue there. If this was good, you wouldn't need me to have a spare.
Yeah.
Right? It's just something that annoys me, guys.
It annoys me too.
2018, Axel.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's all happening now.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. I'm actually going to reposition my bum for this one. This is where it gets pretty serious. You have suddenly, out of nowhere, you've bought 59 things this year.
Wow.
Considering you've bought 2 things in like the last 4 years altogether.
Yeah.
So, interesting. I'll come back to that. 8th of December, remind me. 8th of December. 460 strong rubber elastic bands.
Oh, I was going to do a YouTube video of my son and wrap the elastic bands round a watermelon until it pops.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, excellent. Did you do it?
No.
Unbelievable. This is the problem with Amazon.
Yeah.
Great idea. By the time it arrives, I've moved on, guys.
Yeah.
Great. Still got the bag of elastic bands somewhere?
Probably.
Okay, good. Steel sweat weightlifting gloves, 7th of June.
Are they camo?
Yes.
Yeah, I still got them. I wore them yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I still got them.
Okay.
What year? When did I buy this?
2018.
Wow. Yeah.
See, that's the thing about those gloves. If you're wearing those gloves and I said to you, how long have you had those? You'd be like, a year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 5 years, mate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A half a decade of those little fingerless friends.
Yeah.
So are they using for weightlifting?
Yeah. I use them for it. I don't want those, what do you call them?
Calluses.
I don't want that. My hands soft. Soft.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You like to have a soft hand.
And it's funny because my friends be like, we don't wear gloves in the gym. We don't do that. I'm like, that's you and your hands, not mine.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, seriously, it's like you don't wear gloves in the gym.
What? Because it's seen as somehow not masculine or
exactly,
tough.
Exactly. I get it all the time.
In which case, when I go to the gym, I will next wear like washing up gloves. Full works. Just to make it clear, I am not. Yeah. I'm not into your corner, guys.
Yeah.
Do you get the corner gang in the gym? They all sort of hide away in the corner and they.
No, I try to. Well, now I try to avoid. I go at times where everyone's at work.
Mm.
That's what I try to do. It's like any time after 9, like 10, 11.
Yeah.
I don't like all that. After 6, there's no way. There's no way I'll be in the gym.
I mean.
Or before 9, never.
I cannot bear being in a gym with other people anyway.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like someone else being in the toilet with you.
Yeah, fair enough.
I am at my most true when I am either performing a toilet facility, or trying to lift something up and put it back down again.
Yeah, I've never seen it like that, but I do know what you mean. I feel like because everyone else, it's almost like if there was a toilet where all the cubicles was open. Everyone's struggling together. So it's almost...
<That's>
yeah. So I think I would just get used to... You're in the same situation as me. But that's how I see it. In the gym, it's like, I don't really feel conscious. I just don't want the, oh, mate, you're right. Yeah, mate. Oh, you know what you need to do? You need to... I don't want that. Just do you and let me do me.
The personal trainers...
Yes.
...who wander around the gym.
Yes.
I don't want to... I hope I'm not casting aspersions here, but it is a bit like... Hookers wandering around a brothel.
Yeah. Just walking around. And like,
yeah. Can I help you with that?
Yeah,
no.
No. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
I've got this. I've got my gloves. Mm-hmm. If you've got the gloves on, people are going to think first day.
Yeah. First day, mate. You got the gloves. Nah.
What? How long do you do when you go into the gym? What's your...
Hour. Mm. Hour 10.
Faces? Do you? Because I get very self-conscious of the face.
No, I'm not.
Literally.
I don't think... I never even knew that was...
I'm doing like that.
I just... Because I know everyone's doing the same thing. Yeah. Unless... The only thing is maybe the noises... Because I always notice the person that's loudest in the gym. Just, yeah, is I'm like, oh, okay. But I've noticed that. So maybe that. But the faces, I'm not. Yeah, I've never.
It's a terrible place to, you know, dislocate a thumb or something in the gym. Yeah. Everyone's like, that guy's going for it.
No, I'm in pain.
You know what I mean? Drowning, not waving over here. It's really weird, though, because the gym gloves thing, whenever you see someone with those gym gloves on, you think they're tough, man.
Yeah.
They're tough as hell, but now I'm going to be like, you got soft hands. You are scared of hard skin. I'm scared of you and you're scared of hard skin. So like, if you are going to beat me up, I'll just dress as a giant callus.
Yeah, and you're good. Yeah.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
Here we go. Look, you bought a long-handled shoehorn.
Yellow.
A yellow?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it still. Yes, I still got it.
Is that you modelling it there,
yeah,
Axel?
That's
look
me.
At,
that's
look
me.
Look at those
yeah.
lovely shoes you've got on there, mate. Really nice.
Yeah, I still got that.
Right, I didn't realise you were in your mid-70s. Okay.
Yeah, you should see the legs. Yeah.
What's wrong with jabbing? Is it because of your soft fingers? I jab a finger in there and then...
I do, but then...
Heal in.
I don't know. It was just for everyone in the household, really. And it's long. It's just easier to just go...
You share the shoehorn?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean there are moments where you're like, who's got the shoehorn?
No, because, okay, so at the front door, there's this huge white basket and all the shoes go in there.
Nice.
And the shoehorn is like hanging off because it's got a little hook. It's like hanging off the edge. So anyone that puts a shoe, they get the shoehorn. I don't even know if anyone uses it.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't used it well over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoehorns feel very sort of yesterday. Yeah. They're no offense to any grandparents listening, but they feel quite grandparents' generation. Yeah. Maybe they're due a revival.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be good merch to sell at the back of the gig, man.
Yeah. So nice long ones.
The Axel Blake shoehorn. There's something to think about, man. It could work. But yeah, so you don't jab a finger in there.
I do.
Oh, all right.
But I don't know why. Maybe I was some hard shoes. I have no idea, but I thought, yeah, why not?
I would say in defense of the shoehorn, a sentence I've never said before, in defense of the shoehorn, whenever I've used one, which I'd probably say is half a dozen times, lovely experience.
Yeah, it's just good.
It's very luxurious because it's like a little water slide for your heel.
Yeah,
isn't it? Here we go, kids.
Yeah.
Splash down into the back of the shoe.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. And I collect a lot of shoes. I like shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of shoes.
How many pairs of shoes have you got?
About well over 50.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I collect kicks. Like I love kicks. I know. I notice kicks.
Yeah.
I'm
quite jealous of that.
Yeah.
Because we don't have much space.
These are like some New Balance kind of kicks, and
yeah, they're
gifted to me.
Already admired your New Balance. Are you? I hope this isn't an inappropriate question, but as with the success of how things are going, like financially, do you find yourself buying yourself stuff and going, I would not have bought this 10 years ago.
No.
Okay.
I don't feel
honestly?
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Food, actually. I'm more like, just double, just in case it's, you know.
You're literally eating your wages.
Yeah, literally. Food, I would say I'm very much more, just in case we're hungry later, we'll just get another one. It is what it is. That. But everything else, I'm very particular.
I like the idea, though, that you're sort of exercising a bit of bling with food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just like walking around the supermarket going, two loaves of bread.
Yeah, why not?
Look what I can do.
Yeah, no, the food is the one thing I'd be like, yeah.
I know it's really basic, but like being able to provide.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling.
You feel the caveman going, nice
yeah. Yeah, it is a nice feeling.
Yeah.
I like that. and my gym gloves.
I've got the softest hands.
What else have we got then? Oh, this is good. We've got one of these for my eldest who's got ADHD, the fidget cube.
Oh, yes. It's blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got about five of them. I've got one in my bag now.
Do you use it?
Every now and then.
It's just covered in buttons and because a part of me thinks that our addiction to devices, that you can actually get something out on the show that you've got on Amazon. This is amazing. My mate bought a toaster is coming to life here.
I must have it.
He's not got it.
There we do.
Mm. There it is.
There it is.
So this thing is a box, it's a cube, and on each face of the cube there's a different button you can press, and it's a tactile thing. The noises, it's got a good clunk. Give us a good old...
I just if I'm thinking, like if I'm on a train, I'll just be like, I just fiddle with it and just, it helps me. I don't know what it does.
If you did that next to me on a train, I'd kill you.
You kill me.
I mean,
that's why I don't usually use the button one. I usually use the rolly one like this. And I just, I don't know what it does. It's the same thing that when I listen to audiobooks, I'll be doing something else and it kind of just sinks into my mind without me having to focus on it.
Yes.
So I'll be writing, thinking about that joke. Where can I go? And as I'm thinking about where can I go, I'll be like, maybe I can go. Oh no, maybe I... And my hand will be going crazy.
That's nice. Yeah. Everyone's just seen it. Like, this is behind the actor's curtain, man. I love it.
Yeah.
But that is the way to do it, isn't it? Yeah. You distract your brain. That's why a lot of men use sport to talk to each other, because your brain, that sort of part of your brain that's on alert, is occupied by the sport, and then you can actually have the conversation, right?
Funny, I don't actually enjoy much sport. Like, I'm not a football fan. When I tell people that, what? My brother, he's a huge football fan. I'm like, I don't even care if I watch the World Cup. Maybe the finals, semi-finals, that's it.
But no sport at all, just not football?
Maybe athletics, but not enough for me to be emotionally invested.
Yeah.
Where it ruins my day. No way. No way.
But you're missing out, man.
No,
there's a whole world of pain you could be enjoying.
I don't want that pain, because what I've seen with these guys are, they're like, they don't want to go to work. They don't want to, they can't sleep properly.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
We've got an ox pipe cutter.
Yeah. See, this is all the plumbing. This is,
Can I just say that crazy. Looks really satisfying. So that is like a sort of,
If
B&Q made cigar cutters.
Yeah, yeah.
That is essentially what that is. And that is delightful.
Yeah,
do you ever get a moment where you finish a big DIY job and you're like, don't know what to do now?
Yeah, sometimes I won't be able to. How you are with sport is how I would be with a project that I have on. I'm like, I need to do that. There's times I've woken up at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, I can't go back to it. I need to just do it. But it's loud. So I'll have to just focus on something else. But the second everyone's up, I'm out there.
You are a loud man.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Comparing DIY to sport is not.
It's not.
Okay. Grouting. It's not.
It's not the same, is it? Fair enough. It's my passion for it.
Come on, you hammer. That's very funny, but you won't get it because you don't know sport.
I'm West Ham.
There you go.
Get your toaster from Julie.
Come on now.
Julie.com/toasterpod.
You know it's crunchy on the outside. Soft on the inside. Crunchy on the outside. Soft on the inside. Come on now.
Julie.com.
Everybody say
/toasterpod.
8th of December, you bought the cordless wand massager with 10 powerful speeds.
Oh, did I?
just a massage
my back.
It looks it's got 10 powerful speeds.
Yeah,
so if someone is saying, for example, harder,
well, I don't know,
you can crank it out.
It's only me using it,
of course,
for my back.
But you might be saying
it's a back massager, isn't it? So of course. Yeah.
So if someone were to say use it there, you'd be like, well, no, it says here for backs only.
Yeah, backs only.
Okay, right. So no reviews.
Or my calves, because that's why the shoehorn, because I've tight calves and I couldn't. It all correlates.
Fine, it makes sense. Good. Great answer. Well done. Mm-hmm. You should be a politician. 9th of January 2021, you've got the rust-proof padlock with two keys. I mean, this is over 2 years since you bought this. What are the rust levels like? It says rust-proof.
I need to see it.
Okay, right, here we go. 50 millimetres. Long shackle.
Oh, the long shackle one.
Long shackle.
Yes. So, yes, it's on the garage.
Okay.
Yes, and haven't opened the garage in a few months, actually.
Okay, because it's rusted over.
Just haven't used it yet. Haven't, yeah.
Okay, nice. But, lovely padlock.
Yeah, it is a lovely padlock, yeah.
I can imagine you've got a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm seeing how much stuff you're buying on here, but all of the kit for the DIY stuff.
Yeah.
Do you hoard it as well?
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I try to organise it and put shelves up and label it, but... I'm like, it's chaotic mess. Mm-hmm. It's organized chaos. So it may look messy to other people, but I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. And I get really defensive when people say it's a mess. I'm like, it's not a mess.
No, it's not a mess.
It's a filing system that physically represents the inside of my brain.
Yes. 100%.
And I know where stuff is.
I know where stuff is.
And for the love of God, don't touch it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Well, you know what? I don't want to get too boys versus girls about this, but sometimes. What I do, if my wife touches and moves things in my department, I will then go and move things in her department.
Oh, do you?
Not a good idea. Let me tell you guys, it's not a good idea. When I moved her contact lens solution and a lot of her makeup, because she was moving my deodorant stuff.
Yeah.
Because she didn't like it there. And I was like, well, I didn't like your contact lens stuff there.
Wow. Yeah, you're always going to lose that argument.
Always going to lose that argument.
Always.
Terrible idea. Yeah. Don't ever do that. Mm-hmm. Maltesers. Maltesers.
Oh.
Keep, Maltesers chocolate truffles keep popping up.
Yeah, no. It's the fact that you could buy that one now for me, actually, because that one.
Mate, can I just say, you've bought this so much that there's an option here to subscribe and save.
Oh, wow.
And it's suggesting you should get this once every 2 months.
Wow.
That's how much you're getting through
these. It's a big box, isn't it?
Yeah, 455 grams of Maltesers truffles.
Yeah. I love
it. I mean, do you want me to do favorite. A live subscription
let's
on the
do,
show?
Oh, subscription. I'm worried about the subscription.
Go on, talk to me.
I prefer just to buy now.
You'd save 15% if you subscribe and save. Do you know, I don't think we've ever bought anything on the show.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's be the first.
Are you serious?
Yeah, let's buy it.
One-time purchase. How much do you reckon it is? That's the
question. I think it's 14 or something like that, isn't it? Isn't it? No? No?
Is there a number which will make you go, do you know what, get two?
If it's under 10, let's get two.
1083.
Should get two, Tom.
Come on, let's do it. Oh, there's an option for 20.
No,
buy 20. Now. Do you know what? This is.
It's just two.
This is my new favorite feature on the show. We've never. How have we never done this before?
It's just two.
Free premium delivery. Yeah, obviously. Who waits for Amazon Day delivery? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want it on the 25th or the 19th? I'll have it on the 19th. Thanks very much.
Why thank you. Yeah.
Again, it's trying to get me to.
Yes, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
£21.66.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh my God, I just bought something on your Amazon. That's the first time it's ever happened. Thank you, mate. That was amazing. I feel like we should just leave it there buying some Maltesers. This is amazing.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram. At ToasterPod is the main way trying to jam. It's simple like a Sonic filled with cheese and ham. At ToasterPod, I swear it's not a scam, I think.
Okay, look, here's what we're going to do, right? We are going to come into your last few orders now.
Okay.
Because I feel like we have found out a huge amount.
I didn't realise how much you can find out about someone by what they've purchased. It's really fascinating.
Someone should really do a show about it.
Mm.
Put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Put it on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Give it a name. What kind of name was
it? Yeah, something silly.
Yeah.
My mate bought a toaster.
Yeah, something. We'll think about it a bit more.
I'm so glad you've come and done this, mate. It's been so nice chatting to you.
Same to you.
And I am going to finish the show with, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff in May that just depicts the Family Guy.
Okay.
Happy Bear, girls, short pajamas.
Yeah. See, this is what my missus, she will send me a link and I know now that means just buy it. She doesn't even have to say, can you buy this? The link means, I'd like you to buy it, please.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. I'll just get and I'll find out once I'm buying it. Okay.
Do you get the thing when the Amazon parcel arrives and you're like, I have no idea.
It
could literally be like in Seven. Have you seen the film Seven?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. It could be just.
It could just be a head.
I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Sometimes I'll look at it and try to figure out what is it by the time I put it on the table and open it.
Yeah.
And every time I open it, I'm like, oh. But I love that feeling.
It's a good one. It's a good one. You have bought, the Family Man. Axel Blake, the Family Man. 16th of May, 2023. 90th birthday cake toppers.
Yes. Grandma's birthday this Sunday.
90.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Look at you, both ends of the scale, getting pajamas for the little one.
Yeah.
90th birthday, decorations for the cake. Oh, Axel, this is gorgeous. And then finally, and for me, this says a lot about you. I'm going to really try and I'm going to take an item and we're going to try and make it say a lot about you. But you need to come with me on this.
Okay.
You've bought a bathroom door bolt. You've bought a lock for a bathroom door.
This was like last night or something. The night before or something.
Right. Yeah. So it's the bathroom latch rotate bolt. And what for me, this says a man who wants to keep things safe. He wants his privacy. Do you know what I mean?
I've got a story behind this.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Thank God, because I was so much pretty bad.
My daughter likes to now open the front door.
Yeah.
And we decided instead of, well, we have to put a lock on it. But I wanted a lock where it's just very easy because there's a lock at the door handle where you just flick over, but she could reach that. Oof. So I wanted a higher one.
Yep.
Well, we could reach, and it's just easy. It's very easy, but it's a white door, and I just wanted something where we could just go and then open the door.
Yes.
And after searching, I found that I think a bathroom lock.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Will be suitable. It's a flat surface.
Yeah.
Like so, the trimming of the door doesn't raise forward, so they're both flat. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
And I believe this is going to do the job.
You're solving stuff. You're keeping your team safe.
Yeah.
You're keeping your family safe.
Yeah.
You're doing it yourself with your hands.
Of course.
It's Axel Blake in one item, guys.
Yes. That's it.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. You're a beautiful man, Axel. Thank you for hanging out with us on the show today. Axel Blake, thank you very much for coming on My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Thank you very much.
You have just completed another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. If you'd like to go to gold standard My Mate Bought a Toaster, head over to YouTube, youtube.com/@MyMateBoughtAToaster, all one word. youtube.com/@MyMateBoughtAToaster, all one word. That's our channel. You can see lots of vids, including that whole episode, right there, right now. Next week, I'm joined by the fabulous Vix Leighton. She's very funny indeed. Lots of excellent stuff.
So I worked there for 2 weeks rather than say I just fancied this man. I worked there for 2 weeks. I already had a job.
Honestly, that is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is such an embarrassing state of affairs.
That has to be the best reaction ever to an Amazon purchase history. An embarrassing state of affairs.
Yeah.
It's not an embarrassing state of affairs. It's just very revealing, including an excellent story about a date. I really enjoyed this one.
He was so boring that the only thing I could think of to talk to him about was how many Wetherspoons he had in Chester versus Cardiff.
Please, please don't.
Yeah.
No.
Because Cardiff at the time had 7.
That's Vix Leighton on My Mate Bought a Toaster next week. And of course, that episode is up now on patreon.com/toasterpod. If you want to support the show, we hugely appreciate it. If you are already a subscriber, thank you for helping us to make this show happen. patreon.com/toasterpod. I think the lowest thing is like £3 a month and you get pretty much everything, so crack on if you have £3 a month kicking around, which is probably about 2 of you frankly at the moment. So anyway, if you do get a chance to do that, thank you in advance. See you next week for Vix Leighton. Lots of love, all the best, kind regards, thanks for coming. It's my mate, what a toaster. Oh.